Hello and welcome. I'm Ankit Banerjee, and today I'll be talking to Darcy Lackaway, one of the owners of Android Authority, a technology and entertainment digital media company with five websites that receive a collective 25 million views a month. So let's start at the very beginning. Were you always a tech enthusiast?
I was quite into all gadgets of all kinds. You know, got my first computer in 1990. I was a PC hardware enthusiast. And so I build computers. And I remember purchasing the world's first flat screen CRT monitor. It was the LG Flatron back in 1999. But I got my hands on an iPod Touch. And I was completely blown away. And then I read about Google. And of course, I was very familiar with Google at that point. They were very large back in 2006. You know, they'd been operating for many years and already conquered search and rolled out their email. Of course, they'd acquired YouTube. And many other things. Even at that point, that was just me, like reading them at home, you know, sitting in my chair, and I was actually too scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know where to get started. I had a lot of knowledge and a lot of passion, but it was actually a twist of fate that would lead me, to meet Derek.
Derek Scott is the other founder and owner of Android Authority. You mentioned a twist of fate. What was it that led you to Derek?
It was me losing my job, and I'm extremely grateful for that. It was also 2007, so there was the financial crisis at the time. It wasn't a crisis to me because I had nothing to lose. So the combination of getting back to my dream, having nothing to lose, and having my back against the wall, it gave me the opportunity to have the courage to leave my homeland, to leave Canada, and to travel around the world by myself. Looking for some purpose or some meaning. And so, yeah, I ended up in Laos.
And that's where you met Derek?
To set the scene, I had less than $20 to my name. And all the banks back home had closed my accounts because I couldn't afford to pay the fees, which were over $1,000 a month, and I didn't have that. And so I was really on my last legs. I was in a coffee shop teaching four Japanese guys English, and they were paying me $25 an hour. So 1 hour of my work was more money than I had in all of my life at the time. Anyway, so I was teaching them. And at the end, I said, established economies don't want to foster critical thinking because it enables the populace to question the status quo. And I hear this booming voice behind me, and I look behind, and there's this like large, physically large, a lot of facial hair and kind of long hair. But the one thing I'll never forget is he had a 17-inch MacBook. And I was like, whoa, that's another Caucasian guy. And he's rocking a MacBook. And I was just kind of intrigued. And so, but he stood up at the time and he's like, yeah, you guys, you need to listen to what this guy's saying. Like, he knows what he's talking about. And I was like, whoa, with my little bow tie. And I was like, who's this gentleman? I was intrigued. And so they said, thank me for the class. And I went over and I walked over to Derek and I said, hi.
So that's where Android Authority started.
And then I got a call from Derek. Dars, remember you were talking about that thing? I was like, yeah. He's like, there's a website. I think it was a great name. It's available. Android Authority. What do you think? And I just like, my whole body was just spine tingling. And he was in the, I think it's called 4,000 Islands in Laos. And you have to appreciate Laos is a very remote country, you know, 6 million people. And it doesn't have the best infrastructure. And so the connection kept dropping out as I'm trying to listen to him. So, great, Android. But I was just so excited it didn't matter. And the call kept dropping and we kept reconnecting. We called each other back like 30 times. We didn't have enough money to buy the domain. You know, had to call back home, call my brother, you know, had to sell all my possessions. You know, sold my car, sold everything. But even after we finally came to terms, we had to wait like a long time. But that was the start of what would begin a very long journey.
It was a long journey, but how did it go at the beginning?
You know, making less than $1 a day, right? For a year. And I was really, really slim. But yeah, it was beans and rice. Beans and rice, right? With every dollar that we made more, we invested back into the company. But it was a very harrowing journey, Ankit, and even after enjoying a bit of success, We had a correction via the Google algorithm, the Penguin update. I think it was in May 2012, and we had an 85, 90% drop in traffic, down from 10 million down to one. And we had fixed costs at the time, and I had to sleep on my friend's floor. Thankfully, they had a nice little single mattress for me and a sleeping bag. But it's been a very humbling journey, and I'm grateful to be able to remember those things because, they make us, what we are.
How does it feel to go from a blog to a media company that remains privately owned?
Like, there are giants all around us, and there's significant media, consolidation. The amount of media that people get to read that is, kind of privately owned, or it doesn't have like a vested financial interest, or isn't part of a conglomerate, or isn't publicly traded, is actually in the single digit percentages. I think, yeah, it's a privilege to be part of the space. It keeps you hungry and thirsty, because the competition's so fierce. I never tried to look at it as though there was one particular metric that mattered most. The one thing actually that mattered most to me was how well we were able to take care of our team and the quality content that we were able to put out. I mean, I know it's great to have a lot of traffic, but at the end of the day, it's about the content and the team. I will say, I do take a lot of pride in the notion that there really is no overarching party or body or kind of, anyone, a board or investor or anyone or any company, that can tell us what to do.
It wouldn't be an interview in 2022 without a question about COVID. How did the pandemic affect Android Authority?
I mean, we were prepared as a mobile-first organization prior to coronavirus. So when coronavirus came, our operations weren't affected at all. Whereas we saw like people's lives getting like torn apart. They have to work at home now with their partner. It's like, what? It's not easy.
What are you looking forward to next in the technology world?
So what am I looking forward to? I mean, it's innovation. I mean, I got my first smartphone. I mean, I got the Galaxy S2 in like 2011, maybe 2010, 2010, I think. But and that was amazing, right? But so I didn't have that. I mean, I had that 12 years ago. So I'm 38 now, so I was 26. Whereas like I've seen my little cousins and others, that are 6 or 5, with an iPad or an iPhone. So I think it's very exciting in the future.
Thank you so much for taking the time. That was Darcy Lacoway, and I'm Ankit Banerjee for Say Radio. Until next time.